You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
You're a local mortgage expert right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, August 18th show. It is a great day to talk about money, and that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, so that you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to answer any questions or connect you with the guests that we have on the show today. Please call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio right now, Tiffany Goff with Edward Jones. Are you concerned about paying for your kids' college? Well, today we're talking about a 529 savings plan. Tiffany, thank you so much for coming back into studio.
Hey, it's great to be here again. Thanks for having me.
And a little bit about Tiffany. Tiffany started her financial career in banking in 1990 and has worked for several banks and other financial companies for the last 28 years. In 2014, she found her home at Edward Jones, and she loves what she does. Seattle Magazine has recognized her as a five-star wealth manager in 2017 and 2018. Also, she won the firm's exclusive Spirit of Partnership Award for outstanding performance for the last 2 years. She was one out of only 1,152 financial advisors out of the firm's more than 16,000 to receive the award. Tiffany personally loves getting to know people and helping them in whatever life strategy that they're in. Is money controlling you, or are you controlling your money? What's important to you matters most to Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany, thanks again for coming on the show. Let's start out. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure, that's great. I grew up in Seattle, went to schools around here, Blanchett High School, which is now Bishop Blanchett, and then community college, and just been working around Seattle my whole life. And, you know, I love hobbies and jewelry making and a little bit of everything, and antiquing and what have you.
Nice.
Well, and you like diamonds, too, because you give your clients a diamond.
Yeah, all my clients get a diamond. I can talk about that later.
Yeah. Okay, so let's
Hey, when your name's Tiffany, you got to do diamonds, right?
That's so awesome. So, Tiffany, why Edward Jones out of all the financial institutions that are out there?
Well, you know, for me, a couple things that stood out for me was when 2008 happened, a lot of stuff really went bad with a lot of firms.
Mm-hmm.
In 2008, not a single person got laid off with Edward Jones, and we're the largest partnership in the world, which we didn't take any federal funds or anything else like that, and we don't have to answer to stockholders. Plus, I get to run the business the way I want to run it and treat people the way they want to be treated, like I want to be treated, like the Ritz-Carlton or Tiffany's experience. So that's a huge thing for me. And the other thing is Ted Jones said, money was never his God, and that resonates with me deeply. So
yeah,
money's a tool, but it's definitely not a God.
Yes.
I like that. That's really good. I went to Kennedy, by the way, just FYI.
Oh,
John
there
F.
you
Kennedy
go.
And Berrien. Yeah, private
and
school.
And he was in the financial arena as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a lot in common.
We do.
Yeah, geez. Well, let's talk about value proposition. It's very important. What is your value proposition?
You know, I really want to get to know you because I want to know what's important to you. Because if I can't build anything for you unless I know that. So it's really getting to know what's important to you and all the things that matter. And then I use an established process that is, you know, it's a firm's process, but then I also have my own process as well. And we're going to partner with you throughout your life. And I tell people, think of me as your own personal CFO. Anything that you would want to talk about money, you should be talking to me because everything really revolves around your money and it makes your decisions that way too.
So, Tiffany, brand is really important for a lot of reasons. Obviously, to have a successful business, you need to build a brand. But I believe that brand also connects with what your brand is and how you take care of your clients. So talk a little bit about your brand, because there's some uniqueness to you, Tiffany.
There is. My brand is joy, and it comes from my heart. And I want to talk about money and I want to have people have joy in their hearts. So my thing is joy is it's Jesus first, others second, and myself last that keeps the joy integrity in my heart. And that makes them see that my decisions are made based on them, not myself. And that's a huge thing because I don't want them to be fear. You know, a lot of people have fear about money, and I want them to, when they finish talking to me, they've opened up about their deep personal things, that they have joy after they've talked to me, and they usually do. I mean, it's amazing. I get the emails and cards afterwards saying, this was the scariest thing, but I made it fun. So that's a huge thing for me.
Yeah, and I totally, we get what you're saying, because we have the same thing in the mortgage industry. You have, you know, clients come in to talk about mortgages and think, oh my gosh, you know, we can't do this. And even if you do have to give news that is not the best of news, you're able to put a plan together to let them know what they need to do to be successful. So love that.
And being in, I mean, I've been in both fields, so I find that on both fields, it's all about the education. That education gives them confidence, and they can kind of feel like they're making decisions, and I think that's important. So
you just get around, Keelan.
I do. I get around. Yeah. Speaking of education, I have a 2.5-year-old at home, London. She's amazing. Oh. Love her. Took her to the doctor's this morning. She got some shots.
So cute.
Yeah, that was all on Dad today. But I've been thinking about putting some money away for college. I mean, you got to start young. It's a lot of money. Inflation. It's a scary thing. What are your thoughts on that?
It is very scary. You know, I mean, when you went to Catholic school too, so you know how expensive even Catholic school is.
But,
so that's the problem. A lot of people don't think about that. And what happens is they start derailing their retirement to fund their kids' education. And that's a bad thing. If you start when they're 2, like you, then it's not so bad. If you start when they're 15, you're going to really have to dial it up pretty hard. So, you know, and I know I have certain clients that are just like, my kids are going to just have to pay for their own education. I don't care. And then other parents really care about it. But there's a lot of knowledge and power in knowing this. Like, I just ran some numbers just for fun because I'm that kind of girl. An average 4-year school would be a regular state school would be anywhere from $21,000 to $47,000 for 4 years. This is not Seattle area, by the way.
Ouch.
So if you look at the University of Washington, just for 2019, we're talking tuition only over $52,000 for 4 years.
Yeah.
And let's look at 2029, which is close to when your daughter will be going to school.
Oh,
University
God.
Of Washington, just for 4 years of tuition only, $81,000 and up.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's crazy. So let's talk about what Keela needs to do and some of our listeners as a parent to help prepare for this cost that they have coming up in the near future.
Well, one of the best things you can do is open up a 529 plan. And that's a great plan because everybody else can involve, you know, put money in it. I have clients that put their mom and dad put their money in it. The cousins put their money in it. Because, you know, especially when they're 2, you know, they get those little obnoxious gifts that you hate as a parent. You know, those annoying, squeaky ones. You know, you don't want those. You can tell their friends and family, hey, this is for their education. Put this money into the account. And at that point, they're so small, they're not going to realize it. I mean, you know, as they get older, they're going to want the really expensive things like an iPhone. But if they understand it's for their education, that's a huge thing. Another thing you can do for preparing for education is maybe starting them out at a community college to get their prerequisites out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So save some money. And then, you know, once you get the prereqs, then go, you know, go to your 4-year of choice or whatever you want to do. So those are a lot of things you can do, but we make it fun. All of my clients get a cute little gold piggy with their name on it, and it says love mom and dad or grandma and grandpa or whoever's setting up the account.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids love it. And when they get an allowance, I hear from the parents that the kids are putting change in their piggy themselves. So when their piggy gets full, we deposit it in their Edward Jones account, and they're good to go.
I hope that's
so
a big
awesome.
Piggy.
It's a pretty good size piggy. Hey, the goal is to empty it out once a month. The goal is just to empty it out once a month. So.
I love that. And, you know, I just saw you earlier in the week at a networking event. And, you know, I loved how, I can't remember who it was that gave the shout out. How you just set up this, you know, plan for her. And it's her kid's birthday's coming up, and how she just really likes the idea of all of the family members to be able to contribute to that. So I love that.
That's got to be awesome and a little rewarding. You got it all set up for them. I'm getting inspired here. So you mentioned 529. I know there's many ideas with funding your kids' college. What are the benefits of the 529 plan?
Well, the nice part is, again, anybody can contribute it to it, which is nice. And the money grows federally tax-free as long as it's used for qualified expenses. If for some reason they don't end up using it, you can give it to another child without a penalty. And you can also, what I love about it now, even more so, having been a kid that went to Catholic school, you can use it for elementary and private high schools as well now, which is really huge. So, and it covers more than just room and tuition and board. It covers everything else. It covers your books. It covers technology that they need for it. So it's more than just a basic plan. So
Tiffany, recently parents received a letter from the GET program. What's that all about?
So there's a state-run program. It's called the GET program, and people were contributing to that, too, where you were basically buying college credits. And the thing with that is they really didn't manage it well. A lot of my clients that were doing the 529 actually earned up getting more money, which ended up being more credits. So a lot of people are really confused with the options on the letter. So what I tell people, the best thing is to sit down with me with your most recent statement and the letter mm-hmm. that you got, and we'll look at the really best option, what to do with it, whether it's to continue on it or to switch it over. It really depends where your kids are age-wise and their school age and all that kind of stuff like that. But it's really weighing the good and the bad for you and making the decision.
Yeah.
Tiffany, what if London decides not to go to college? I stuff all this money in this account, and she really disappoints Dad and doesn't go to college. I don't know if that's the case, but what if she doesn't want to go to college?
Well, the coolest part, I think, is it can be used for anything else. It can be used for trade schools, like Jean Juarez Beauty School. Maybe she wants to go be an IT person. You know, maybe she wants to be in tech. It's not just a college plan. Another thing is it can be transferred to any eligible family member. I even have one client that used it to get her master's degree because her child did not want to go to school. So she turned around and used it for her master's, which is something that she'd always wanted to, but she didn't have the money. So that was a huge thing. So and it also can be used for other things too, but it will be taxed, and your gains would be taxed on that. But, you know, it's still a great way to suck away some money and, you know, get it all nice and safe for you. And, you know, the most likelihood is she may want to go to some sort of school.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I hope.
Maybe it's community college. I don't know.
Whatever she wants to do, I'll love her regardless.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Tiffany, is there any impact to financial aid if they have a 529 plan?
Well, what's nice about the 529, too, is it's still under the parent's name or the grandparent's name, so it doesn't really put a role in your FAFSA application, which is nice.
Yes, okay.
Well, on top of that, are the 529 plans transferable if your child decides not to attend a vocational school?
Yeah, you can transfer it to, say, you have another daughter or a niece or a nephew, as long as it's a family line.
It sounds like the underlying factor is just education.
Education.
As long as it's going to education, it can go to who it needs to in your family.
Yeah, and if you don't use it, again, you can take it out. Anything that your money, okay, say you put in $5,000, any of your gains would be taxed on it, and then you'd have a penalty on top of that. But these plans are returning really great rates. So, I mean, when you think about you're just being taxed on the gains, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
So, Tiffany, can you talk about the target date funds in the 529 savings plan?
Yeah. So basically how it works is as they're younger, when they're like zero to, it sounds like crazy to say zero, but, you know, when they're like a month old until 8 years, you know, everybody talks about weeks and months and whatever. So zero to eight is it a more aggressive fund because it's really looking at we've got a longer window. And then from the 9 to 13-year-old gets a little less aggressive. And then the 14 to 18 gets almost very safe. Kind of like your target dates for retirement. It's kind of looking at, okay, they're going to be going to college at this year. We're going to kind of slowly dial back the risk.
Awesome. Okay.
So, and it does it automatically. It's not something that you have to call and say, hey, we need to change this. We're automatically switching it as they age.
Got it.
So for those that are a little less risky, Tiffany, what about CDs? What's happening with Edward Jones and CDs?
Well, it's pretty neat because a lot of people don't know that we have CDs, too. For a lot of people don't know. Some people don't know what the certificate of deposit is. But so we actually have Edward Jones CDs, and they are all FDIC insured. And it's a great place to put your safe money. And the best part about it is we have really great rates that tend to beat most of the financial institutions out there. Because of us being the largest partnership in the world, we go to banks and we say we want to buy $20 million of this